Hi there, and welcome back to Habits into Health. This is Michael Ann Conley, and I'm the host of this show. I am a habit change coach and a holistic therapist, and I've been supporting people for many years in creating habit change from the inside out. If you're feeling stuck about a habit that doesn't serve you, or you care about somebody else whose habit is creating problems, this show can help in some new ways. First of all, Habits into Health is here to help you with any habit. Our focus is about what all habits have in common, because there are hidden aspects of your problem that are blocking your way. And I'm here to help you make these hidden habits visible so you can create the life that you want. Second, beliefs about habits are based in 19th and 20th century approaches to motivation and change that just don't work for everybody today. Habits into Health is a 21st century model that adds a fresh holistic perspective that connects insight and action with soul. Third, this perspective helps you drop the pressure of willpower to create the peace you want for your life. In every episode, you get a chance to practice new skills that I learned for myself and have been passing on to clients for many years. And now to you. Let's take a look at this week's topic. Lately, we've been talking about one-up, one-down relationship habits that affect many people's lives. This week, we'll talk about attraction and ways that you can focus on your own stuff and step away from unhealthy one-up, one-down situations. Before we go forward, let's start with our Habits into Health practice. This is designed to help you build your internal guidance system, skills in self-contact and self-influence. Because the truth is, insight and action are not enough on their own to create change. Increasing your awareness of subtle patterns in yourself, though, is the best place to start taking charge of your own changes. And it includes insight and action. So let's get started. We've been making a connection between what we call thoughts and what we call feelings or behavior the last few episodes. So let's do that again now. Let's just have you focus on what you're thinking. It might be how warm or hot you are, or what you're looking at right now. Or perhaps there's sounds in the background, in addition to the sound of my voice. Maybe somebody said something to you today, and you're mulling that over. Maybe there's something you need to talk with someone about today, and you're mulling that over. Now, very gently, as you do this thinking, let your attention shift to what you're experiencing and where you're experiencing it. Now, a lot of times, people say, well, I'm inside my head. And they may mean that generally, but in fact, you can actually experience what's going on in your head as you think. So try that now. As you're thinking, just let your attention go to your forehead, your temples, maybe up to the crown of your head and around your skull. As you're thinking, do you feel anything in this geographic area of you? You might even let your attention go back down to your throat, your mouth. Very often when we're thinking, our tongue is working and the larynx, the voice box, is definitely working. It's doing something. So there's activity going on in a specific location. Now let's have you try something else. Put your attention on something that's in front of you and look more sharply. Now, you can do this whether you actually can see anything or not. So you might be in pitch dark in terms of your own life, or you might be sitting in pitch dark. Just let yourself focus on forward and notice what you're using in your forehead, your cheeks, even your nose, to put your attention forward. We don't usually think about how we're using ourselves when we think, But in fact, your thoughts do not exist in some kind of la-la land, disconnected from the rest of you. The rest of you is fully engaged in one way or another, as you think. And this is just a little taste of what we try to bring forward in Habits into Health. So take a deep breath. We'll do a little station ID. I'll tell you a little bit about what we're having to offer here in Habits into Health. The first thing is this podcast, which is free to you and is broadcast all over the world. If you like this, let your friends know about it. You can find us on habitsintohealth.com. Go to the podcast menu. Or if you prefer, go to iTunes and search for Habits into Health. And while you're there, we'd love to get some reviews. So click on that button in iTunes and tell the world what you think. We don't know how many reviews we have to get to bring this podcast to more attention in the world, but it would be helpful to have a few more. So if you want to help out, that would be great. We have another free gift for you, and that's my new ebook. It's called Do You Have a Habit? Or Does Your Habit Have You? And I share 5 warning signs that you're stuck and what you can do about it. Now, you may know why you're stuck. Well, then check out the what you can do about it part. Next thing I want to let you know is I'm going to be offering a free introductory teleseminar. I have participated in teleseminars, and I've done a little practice myself, but this will be the first launch of a free teleseminar. I'm going to be taking the material from a local retreat, a live event, that'll be here in the San Francisco Bay Area on May the 3rd. And I'm going to be translating that into a teleseminar series. And I want to introduce that to you. So that'll be on May the 31st. If you want to find out more about that, then go to the website at habitsintohealth.com and put your name and your email in the information box for getting the ebook. And I'll go ahead and send the ebook to you, but it'll also put you on my list so that I can let you know more about the teleseminar when I get that set up. If you are in the San Francisco Bay Area or you're going to be visiting, then that seminar on May the 3rd has a few seats left. This is a very private and intimate half-day retreat on 5 steps to the new you, and it's an opportunity to have an experience of the practical methods that I teach. I also have a once-a-month, one-hour mini-retreat, just for an hour, at my office, and our next one is on Tuesday, April the 15th. We've been doing this on the third Tuesday of every month, and if you're interested in that, you can also come to the website and sign up for the ebook, and I will send you information about that event as well. So let's talk about our topic. You have probably heard the saying that opposites attract. And while this might be true in the short term, you know, because anybody can be attracted to anybody, studies have shown that over the long haul, like attracts like. And that means that people with similar personalities and styles are more likely to stick beyond the initial chemistry that we tend to think of around attraction. But there is one example of a relationship attraction where people can get stuck in an opposites kind of way, and that is one up, one down. And last time I said that the one up, one down doesn't have to do with acting bigger, better, smarter, stronger, or smaller, inadequate, dumber, weaker. It has more to do with the way that you treat people and how you accept being treated, especially when your differences show up. And every relationship has differences. So let's talk a little bit more about that. In the larger series that we've been doing over the last few months, this one-up, one-down situation is part of a bigger field of action. And it's something that I call keeping your side of the street clean. And this means basically that you are going to stay in integrity. You're going to mind your own business. Even if you know somebody really well, you're not going to get in their face about what they're doing. You're going to speak your truth, even if they disagree, but you also know how to agree to disagree. You know how to negotiate differences. There's another concept that I learned that cautions everybody to not take other people's inventory. And what that means is that basically it's another integrity thing. You don't go into judging others. You don't believe that you can mind read or, you know, understand everything that they're thinking and why they're doing what they're doing or why they're saying what they're saying. That you step back from that and realize that each person has the right to sovereignty over his or her own life. And your opinion about what they're doing is basically none of their business, unless they ask. So I want to tell you a little bit about some situations in my own life that was one up, one down. And maybe some of these might be familiar to you. So I'm thinking of something many years ago when I was a young adult. I had a friend who, over time, I noticed she was increasingly using her own life experiences to guide me. And she had had a tough life. But she volunteered advice, whether I asked for it or not, using her own experience, which was different from mine. And she didn't ask for permission to offer her wisdom on why I was the way I was or how I should live. And for a while this would happen from time to time. It was rare. And there would be times that I would take the lead and offer my opinion, and things felt reciprocal. But then I started to notice something change. I think it was because I was growing myself and my life in a direction that was more true to me and that was different from hers. I began to challenge not just her beliefs, but her right to tell me that I should do what she thought was best. I also became aware of another pattern over time, that when difficulty happened between us, whether it was large or small, I was the one who initiated reconciliation, and I was more likely to be the one who apologized for my part. Well, guess what? As I made more boundaries about how I wanted to be treated, and she wasn't able to shift gears, it just became more difficult between us. So in the long run, our friendship ended as I stayed true to a decision to stop being in the one-down position. I started speaking up when I disagreed. I informed her that I didn't want to be told what to do. And I also stopped reaching out to mend fences. I guess maybe she went on to find others who would play one down to her one up. I'm also thinking of situations that I thought were reciprocal, but began to notice ways that others were making themselves small or acting immature by not owning up to their attitudes or behaviors. Is this familiar to you? You know, somebody basically is withdrawing from a relationship and acting it out rather than saying something about it. Well, in one case, somebody I knew kept making agreements and didn't keep them, apologizing profusely, and then all the additional promises were also not kept. There was this sense of I was having to be the adult, and her playing less didn't work for me. And there was another situation where somebody I knew was ducking out and not talking about it. So I know you've been there. They just don't take responsibility for the decision, which leaves you to state the obvious. Both of these reflect a kind of way of being small or immature, because it pulls on the other person to be an adult and be responsible for someone who's not owning up to what's really going on. Well, in the perpetual one-up, one-down situation, both people are stuck in their role, and they tend to spin around and around. And each tends to defocus off their own side of the street and put their attention on what the other is doing wrong, taking inventory, in other words. Now, my experience is you probably can't turn a situation like this into a win-win on your own. Because in a relationship, you're only one part of the equation. And if the other person doesn't want to shift their gears, then you can't make that happen. However, if you shift your focus from what they're doing and what they're saying and clean up your side of the matter, well, you'll probably be better off. And like in my situation, you might learn something that you don't like, but at least you'll know rather than being lost in some kind of muddle. I have a few additional thoughts of things that have worked for me that I hope might work for you. The first one is just to use the Habits into Health practice that we do each week, because it will help you build your skill in attuning to your own inner signals. It's one way to do what I call letting your body lead so your mind doesn't have to. And when you feel even something as small as a wince, a brief tightening, or a pulling away, it's something to listen to. And it does take some practice for many of us to listen to that. And I know the situations where I've felt satisfied are ones where I listened to those signals, and the ones where I felt regret are ones where I didn't listen to myself, where I even talked myself out of what my inner guidance was telling me. Then, you know, speak up. If your inner guidance is uncomfortable with you being either one up or one down, then it's probably time to say something. I can tell you from the times that I missed the boat that it sure feels better to speak up than to remain silent. Last, I just recommend getting support. Don't try to do this alone, especially if you're concerned about whether it's safe emotionally or physically for you to speak up, because you can get a reality check from people who are outside the relationship. And often you get the best reality check from people who are not friends and family, because they may be involved in their own agendas for you. But even if it feels safe, you'll probably be glad if you seek support. It's a great way to do that reality check. You'll learn about whether you're focused too much on the other person and need a course correction for yourself, or whether in fact you're really reading things correctly and you might want to reevaluate the situation. Either way, you'll usually get reinforcement for your best course of action. There are some kinds of groups, however, that can look supportive, but over time they actually are themselves stuck in that one-up, one-down dance. So next time we'll take a look a little more at what to do if you're in a community or a group situation that is like that. So stay tuned. For now, it's time to sign off. If you have a habit that's creating problems for you, or if someone you know has a problem habit, then come on over to habitsandhealth.com and request my free ebook. It can help you clarify the issues you're dealing with. And you can also go to iTunes and listen up to Habits Into Health there and give us a shout out. Let the world know what you think. We'd love to have some reviews. I always like to end by saying start small and be kind to yourself along the way. You've been listening to Habits Into Health, and this is Michael Ann Conley. I'm here to help you stop feeling out of control over unhealthy habits, wondering what you're doing wrong or what's wrong with you, and start creating a life where you're in charge of them rather than the other way around. Thanks so much for joining me.